Wessels family. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 4, 1899. To the members of the Wessels family, there are men and families who have felt an impulse to give and then regretted that they gave, as they supposed, under pressure of invitation. They have worried over the matter, and when these calls were made for means, they thought they could not respond. This was a cause of trial. Well, all these things have been a cause of temptation. Now, blank thinks that when he obtains his means, he will invest them in worldly schemes. But the aftersight will show him that he might better, yes, very much better, have not followed the example of the unfaithful steward, who hid his lord's money in a napkin and buried it in the earth, lest the lord should ask him to return his own. The lord demands the service of every soul he has created, but there are some who will not realize their obligations to God, their dependence on God, their duty to advance the work and cause of God in our world. There are hearts that refuse the heavenly invitation to come to the gospel feast. The Wessels family need just as diligent, urgent, painstaking efforts manifested for their development of character as the poorest subject. Shall their money be a hindrance to their soul's salvation? Shall those who are in responsible positions not watch for their souls as they that must give an account? Shall they not be faithful in their work? Shall they not take right hold of the older and younger brothers and deal truly and faithfully with them? Has there not been a manifest neglect to speak the words of the oracles of God in warnings, in reproof, in encouragement, in any and every way, pointing them to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world? This family needs to know what is truth. They need faithful, tender, compassionate appeals made to them over and over again, because there is a hindrance to their character building. What is it? The riches of this world. They do not see that without Christ they have need of everything. Christ, whose they are by creation and by redemption, does not want to lose them out of his great plan. Every soul is of value with God. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8, verse 36, 37. Do not these precious souls want to know the meaning of the words, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Mark 10, verse 17. Intelligence is knowledge. Everyone is called upon by God to obtain a knowledge of the future eternal life. I speak to the young men, married and unmarried, of the Wessels family. A great work is before you, because you are bought with a price. It is for the welfare of your own souls to learn what that work is, lest you shall fail to be men of God's appointment. Will you allow a little of this world's goods to so influence your mind and character that you will care more for money than for Him who is the giver of all you possess? You will one day find that money cannot buy one day of existence. Shall your money be the stumbling stone over which you will fall? The Lord calls for your cooperation in the work of saving your souls. A short time ago, the situation of the individual members of the Wessels family was presented to me. There are those who need to make a surrender of soul, body, and spirit. They are living apart from Christ. They need to wear His yoke and learn His meekness and lowliness, or they will surely perish with the wicked. As the root of evil will be consumed, so will every branch united with the root. The wants of your spiritual nature call for the words that I am writing to you. It is your necessity that leads me to speak to you. Felix listened to Paul, but he did not enjoy the words which told of temperance, righteousness, and judgment to come. God gave Paul the words to give to Felix. They were just what he needed, and he was convicted and trembled under the influence of the truth. Under the eloquence of Paul, Agrippa was almost persuaded. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Acts 26, verse 28. If he had only listened to the appeals, there would have been rejoicing in the heavenly courts. But the excuse came, "Go thy way, and when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts 24, verse 25. I hope you will not turn from the gospel message. Almost, not fully persuaded, is to be lost. Be sure to place yourself in the channel of light. And I have to bear this message to you, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2, verse 15. You have not 1 hour to waste. You need now to be preparing yourselves for the grand review which must soon take place, when all must be weighed in the balance of the sanctuary, to see if they are complete in Jesus Christ. Your capacity to receive and appreciate the truth will largely determine the influence the Word of God has over your practices. If any man do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. John 7, verse 17. If you yield to the drawing of God, if you respond to the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, you will, in accepting the truth, know by experimental knowledge the power of the gospel. If any man shall do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. As you humbly receive the truth, accepting the yoke of Christ, you will find that as you follow on to know the Lord, your capacity to receive and understand the truth as it is in Jesus, and your power to obey the truth will increase. But you must will to do the will of God. If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, taking His yoke upon you, you are yoked up with Christ, and every step you advance, you understand Him better. That was the true light, which lighteth every man which cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, verse 9 to 12, 14. The power to become the sons of God is not in any human agent, but comes from Him who gave His life to save man from the yoke of Satan. Who will now be indifferent to his own salvation? The Word is to be received and believed, and then the power of the Holy Spirit works in blessing the Word to the soul of the receiver. Then who, I ask, will be on the Lord's side? Who will wear Christ's yoke and learn His meekness and His lowliness? The science of salvation is to be learned by every soul in personal experience. Who will now prepare the way for the second appearing of Christ in the clouds of heaven? God gave men eyes, that they might behold wondrous things out of His law. He gave them the hearing ear, that they might listen to His message, spoken by the living preacher. He gave men the talent of speech, that they might present Christ as the sin-pardoning Savior. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.